Okay, so this video, I was in the middle of writing. I'm in the middle of writing this fucking paper that I hate writing for. It's just this fucking certification for my master's degree. Well, for the licensure for it. And I got to think about my college career, man. And I wanted to share more on it, a little more in depth about my past. Because see, these are numbers that people don't know. This is the numbers I'm going to touch on and throughout the video. For colleges and like why you shouldn't go to certain colleges and why you should go to certain colleges. I'm going to dive into that. And the only reason that I know these stats is because I had to write a 30-page paper on this exact thing. Well, I didn't have to. I chose that topic. And the more I got into it, the more I seen like, oh, if people knew this, they would never even go to this type of school if people knew. But okay, to start off, man, like I started off at a community college. I started off at a community college in Dayton, Ohio. But the program that I was in was a really good program. That's where I got my biotech degree from. My first degree was in biotechnology. And I really, man, to be honest with you, I didn't even think I would graduate with it. I just kind of did it just because honestly, the only reason I did it was because the name looked funny. I didn't even know what biotechnology was. I just majored in it. I witnessed this briefly a while back, but how the program was set up, you had to complete like pretty much. Okay. If you didn't complete a course with a passing grade, then you had to wait until the next year to do it. And it was like 2 years worth. It was an associate's degree. It was 2 years worth of the biology, microbiology, molecular biology, chemistry, organic chemistry, biochemistry. Cell structure, a bunch of, shit like that, but you had to do it and you had to pass it consecutively because there were some people who they didn't pass, for whatever reason and they flunked out the course and you can come back the next year, but most people just don't ever go back who did fail. Now I didn't fail. I struggled the whole way because I had no history in biology or chemistry at the time. I learned everything from those college courses. I couldn't tell you what an atom was back then. I still remember that shit. Back then I couldn't tell you what an atom was, what a nucleus was, what a mitochondria was. Back then I couldn't tell you what. All of that was brand new. So I struggled all the way through that program, man. And so I remember there was a girl who was, she always worked at the Starbucks on campus. She was this cute little Mexican girl. And we always knew each other, but we never talked to each other. We never spoke to each other, but we always knew of each other. So we seen each other somewhere, we would say, hey, type of thing. But we were never like close or anything like that. And that girl, she stayed at that job for years. And it's like, it was a community college. It was a 2-year college. And I think she started like 2 years before I did. And she was there because after I graduated, I went back to get another degree while I was working as a tutor at the college. And that was where I tutored. I tutored pretty much most of the people I tutored were in English, was writing papers, like basic math. And every now and then I get a psychology, biology, chemistry, with somebody, basic levels of that, nothing too extreme. Every now and then I would tutor those kids. And I would work in a writing center. So if you've been to college, you know what a writing center is, like, or maybe in high school. It's a place where if you need help writing a paper, you go and you would come to me and say, look, I don't know, like, does this sound right? Or do I have grammatical errors? And I would just I would read over to make sure, everything was right. Or if it wasn't, I would, make marks on it and give it back to you type of thing. And that was what I did for work after I got my first degree. And there was a girl there, man. The Mexican girl I was just telling you about. It's a tragedy, man. Watching, especially when you end up in community college worlds, like that's a tragedy because the pretty girls, man, like a lot of my viewpoints come from seeing women in different scenarios and watching it all play out the same. Once women reach sexual gratification in life from men, like their intelligence just clicks off a lot, most of them. Unless that girl's parents went to college. And then so she feels like she has to go to college to live up to her parents' standards. If her parents didn't do it, once that girl reaches sexual awakening of fully of being aware that men will spend their checks on them just because they're cute type of thing, intelligence goes out the window, man. They don't that all mental growth is done. It's done. Like, unless her parents went to college, so she wants to live up to them, or maybe she's just that rare breed who just, you know, she's one of those Lisa Simpsons. Like my mother was a Lisa Simpson. Cause I have all her history stuff. Like that's where I got playing music from, because she played music. And I see pictures of her doing it, because she's dead now. But my mother was a Lisa Simpson. Like, she was, you know, well-educated. She was one of those type of girls. That's just what she did. Like, nobody taught her or trained her to do that. And every now and then you see girls like that in college campuses. Like, they're just Lisa Simpsons. Like, they were just naturally that. But a lot of girls, they really just go to college just to find a better man, you know, that'll possibly make more money. But even the community college worlds, that's just a rougher world. Now I'm going to go into that world. Okay, well, anyway, so that girl, she never graduated from college. She, which is nothing wrong with it, but it's more of a tragedy when they're beautiful and you feel like they could have done so much more, but they just bottom out. Like, if you knew her, you know what I'm talking about. But I want to go into the numbers on colleges, because I think a lot of, especially in America, a lot of people really need to know these numbers. Now, I started off at a community college. Now, the graduation rate of, and you can Google this, or if you can, like, fill out a bullshit FAFSA, and at the end it'll tell you. Or you can even Google it. The national graduation rate average of community colleges, two-year colleges in the U.S., it has never been above, it definitely has never been above 20%. And I want to say, it's been a while since I looked at the numbers, but I want to say it's never gotten too far over 15%, the graduation rate. So that means out of every 10 people you see, roughly one is going to actually graduate from that college. You see what I'm saying? You see how fucked up that is? Like, and if people really knew that before they walked in there, they would say, oh, yeah, that's a failure factory. It's a failure factory. That's what it is. If one out of every 10 people are actually graduating, every nine people you see in there is wasting their fucking time. And then now, oh, well, okay. Then the retention rate at community college is about, I think it was like 50 to 57%. So that means the amount of people who stay 1 year to the next. So you've got roughly a 1 in 2 chance of even lasting a year in a community college. Then on top of that, the transfer rate was, I think around 40 to 50%, right? Now, this is another thing that community colleges will not tell you, but I had to look into it because, like I said, I wrote a 30-page paper on this shit. Most people, okay, so if you already know where I'm going, the things that I've said so far about community colleges, you know that usually people that go to community college, their goal is to transfer to a 4-year college. And that's what I did. And I ended up getting my bachelor's after getting 2 degrees from the community college. But what they don't tell you is your success rate coming from a community college to a legit university. It was a 75% chance or a 90%. You have more of a chance just not making it to your second semester at the university because you came from a community college. Like, it's almost a death sentence. Like, what I'm trying to say is, once you get into a community college, that is pretty much a death sentence for most of the population. Now, I was one of the lucky ones who, like, I just went bald. Because, like I said, when I started, I was homeless. So I had nothing else to really work with, you know, on my own as a man. So I had to make it work, whatever I had to do. So I was one of the lucky ones who went there. I graduated twice from community college. I even went back to tutor. And then I went to a university. I got that degree. Then I went to another university. I went to University of Dayton. And then I ended up transferring to a bullshit online college again because I ended up moving out the country. So I got a master's degree. I'm like, I would say from all the stats that I know about that, the odds of you getting to a master's degree starting at a community college have to be less than 10%. It has to be, because you only got a 10% graduation rate out of a community college. You see what I'm saying? And then on top of that, your chances of getting kicked out of university past the first semester are just completely against you. So, it, I mean, it really is. I mean, community colleges are a death sentence. Like, see, now that I know what I know in the world now, and now that I know what exists in the world, what I would say, what I would advise anybody to do, which might be difficult because I don't have any children of my own. If you have children of your own, the number one thing I would advise for you to do, if you want them to go to college, get them in a university outside the U.S. Stat. Don't mess with those American colleges unless they're going to get like a ride at MIT or something like that, or like Hartford, like Harvard, MIT, Stanford. Those schools are known throughout the world. But see, what America won't tell you is this. See, America is great with keeping things secret. Not secret, but just they just don't talk about it. Once you leave the United States, other countries they don't know University of Illinois from Florida State University. Okay, they don't know. It'd be like me trying to tell you, oh yeah, I went to I ate sushi in Chescalipa, and then I went to Brno for coffee. Well, you don't know what the fuck that is if you're in America, because you don't know this shit. It's the same thing with the rest of the world in America, unless you're naming like bigger, like New York, you know, NYU. Some they may know NYU, they may not even know NYU, but like MIT, Stanford, these motherfuckers don't. All that. Well, okay, when you leave America, all they're going to look at on your resume is that you have an American degree. Or better, yeah, okay, first it's a degree, and then if it's American, it's even better. That's all they look at. Now, if it's like MIT or something like that, they may recognize that. But if it's not MIT, Harvard, Yale, they don't know fucking Oregon from what's it? NLV, LVNU, Las Vegas University. I can't remember. New Vegas, Nevada University, wherever the fuck that shit is. They don't know. You see, but these are the things that America, because America has a great way of doing this, man, with it's just this money market of keeping you scared of the world and keeping you in that country. I would say is send your kids out of that country. As soon as they hit 18, get them in some university out of the country. Just get them on student visa and just get them out. Just get them out the country just as quick as you can. That's what I would. Now knowing what I know now, like I already know that's exactly what if and when I have a child, my child is. I would prefer not to have children in America. I would prefer my children to be any pretty much almost anywhere else but America. With my English in them, him or her, I couldn't like yeah. I just couldn't advise going to an American college for the most part. Especially if they're risen to be bilingual on top of that. Oh yeah, no. American is it's really a waste of fucking time. And I could go into that whole topic of my thoughts on why America is deemed so great. I had my own opinions on that. If anybody is interested to hear, I'll definitely go into those reasons why I feel that America gets away with a lot of bullshit. And it's really just because it's the rarity in that we're just so separated. But I go deeper into it if anybody wants to hear me go on about it. But yeah, back to American colleges. If I were to be stuck in America, I would not go to a community college. I wouldn't touch them. Because see, community college, because what they do is they try to sell you on the fact, because community colleges are going to be a lot cheaper than university. And so usually the primary goal of their sales pitch is you come to a community college and you'll pay a tenth of what you'll pay at the university down the street. And then when you're done, you can just transfer to that university. But like I said, they're not telling you your success rate in actually doing all that from literally the thousands of people who were there last year, not including the hundred thousands over the last 10, 20 years. Your chances of doing that are extremely slim. See, sometimes when it comes to money, sometimes you will get what you pay for, okay? That's just the reality of it. Sometimes you really are, but you're going to get what you pay for in some situations. And I think with colleges, that's one of the things, especially when you know the math and the stats on it. Yeah, you're really going to get what you pay for. You're going to pay a tenth of tuition. Because I tell you what happened. There was a school called University of Dayton next to St. Clair, but it was maybe about a 10-minute drive away. At University of Dayton, I ended up going there. It was where all the rich kids went. The kids' parents owned fucking islands and shit. you would see nothing but new nice cars up and down the dorm streets. It was where the rich privileged kids went. I started off at Sinclair and worked my way up to UD. And every now and then there would be a UD kid, because I worked as an ambassador at Sinclair. A UD kid would come to Sinclair to register for classes at Sinclair to get the classes literally for 10% of what he was paying at UD, and then just transfer them back. Now, that way is not bad. That way works, okay? Because, see, that kid, he's already in that culture. He's already in walking, and he's already walking with that culture of people. So he's already got, he or she's already got friends in that world. They know where to go. They know what to do. See, how I came up in it, I had to learn different cultures and switch them and throw them out and see what worked and what didn't. Because one major thing that I learned is this, and this is why I talk about rich people and poor people, because this was a big lesson in me doing this. Because I started off at a community college. There's rich people don't go to community college. All right, they don't start off there and grow. And every now and then you get that one anomaly, but 98% of people are going to be poor people and older people. And then, so I started off there, and I ended off at University of Dayton, which was where the rich kids went. Like the tuition there is like $50,000 a year to go there. The rich kids went there. What I found in this is that the poor and rich people in this sense are very different, because the poor people try to work with all these extreme rules and extreme settings because they think that that's what the rich people are doing. And then the rich people are trying to dumb it down and make it easier because that's what they think the poor people are doing. So they're really just kind of, they just completely miss each other. But like it never links up. You see, because what happens is the poor people, they're trying to build up, and they'd be so. And so they're just completely missing the poor people who are trying to like, no, you don't have to do all this. Just here's the book. Just write what you see in the book. So they're just completely missing each other in the exchange. So and I had to learn how to adjust to it. And I had a little smoother adjustment, because when I left community college, I went to this shitty HBCU. and then after that, in HBCU, that like kind of got me into the university life. Then I went to University of Dayton, which was like the legit, you know, privileged kids with all nice cars, Teslas and shit up and down the road. That's what, like, so I had a smoother transition to see it. But had I have gone straight from Sinclair to UD, that would have just been too much of a shock for me. Because like where I came from, like, I mean, it was just completely night and day. It was completely night and day. Like at UD, you couldn't even get into a building unless you had a car to swipe to get into the motherfucker. At St. Clair, drug addicts, everybody was walking there. They would take everybody. It was a whole different world, man. But yeah, back to the original topic. With the college situation, man, like you really do get what you pay for. And if I were to be stuck in America with no other options, I would have to say just go in debt, man, and just go to a legit school. And if you make it, you make it. You don't, and you just live to see another day. Because at worst, you're gonna make friends. See, I forgot where I heard this from, but this is real shit. See, wealthy people, they don't like a lot of wealthy people, they don't care about money. The money is not important. Even though, I mean, they'll always come back across it, but see, like the wealthier, like that wealthier culture class of people, they don't hold that same, like, money doesn't hold them hostage a lot of times. See, because they understood the reality of it, because they were never fighting and struggling for money. So they can look at it, you know, from that other side of the perspective, where it's like, where people who grew up always struggling, they're looking at it from the other side of the perspective. Well, see, like the people who are legitimately in that culture of money and you know, and like their friends and family and everybody, like the worst car they gonna drive is a car that's 3 years old type of shit. See, these type of motherfuckers, you see, the reality of it is your culture is gonna be more important than getting, you know, $1 million job real quick and then losing it and be gone. See, because when you got that culture, see, you got those connections, you got those friends, You got word of mouth. You got something. But see, when you just go out there and just get that random job real quick, It might pay $10 million a year, but when that job's over, it's done, you don't got no more friends. All the it's those connections what keeps them up. So a lot of those wealthy people, man, they in debt, they're in debt like crazy. But see, that culture keeps them in there. That's what's doing it. It's really not even the education, for real. It's the culture. It's the fact that they know each other. They know how to walk and talk around each other. When they walk in the room, like, they know what they're looking at because they're the same thing. You see what I'm saying? Whereas like I can use this as an example. Okay, like for me, for instance, like if I were to take, okay, my brother is the complete opposite of me. My brother is like, you know, thug type guy. I'm not a thug type guy. If my brother were to walk in with my friends, they would look at him and be like, what the fuck is he doing here? Because his culture doesn't fit. It's not going to mesh. So they'll kick him out. You see them, the people I know, they will see him. No, I don't mess with that. You see what I'm saying? He could get lucky with a group here and there, but he's on the first ticket out, you know, because he doesn't walk and talk and look like these people. It's just the reality, man. It's the culture. So I guess the ending story is, man, my opinion on the world, you got to get into the culture of people you want to be with for real. Like, but you got to learn how to really walk and talk and be with them. And I think the easiest way to do it is, like, I was telling my dad a few days, I think a week or two ago, it's always sexier when you can throw shit away. Like when you got shit that you can, when you got, like, I don't know, a beautiful girlfriend and she knows you can always just throw her away, it makes you that much more sexier. You see, because people sense when, like, you got this new iPhone and you holding on to it for dear life and you got a fucking $100 case to keep it from getting a little scratch mark and you just, oh, not my iPhone. See, once you do see that, that's not sexy. You see what I'm saying? Once you do that, it's uncomfortable. Like, you're holding on to every 15 cents. Don't get me wrong. I get to be, when you're struggling with money, hey, $2 is a lot of money when you struggle with money. Because I've been there. Yeah, $2 can be a lot of money. But, I mean, I hope you get the point of what I'm trying to say, man. It's the culture that I think is more important. Really, I think if I had to choose between either being around the right culture of people and growing up around them and knowing them, or going off and getting 15 college degrees, or going off getting 15 college degrees and, you know, shit like that, I'd probably rather the culture of people, because they always know something for me. You see what I'm saying? Whereas, like, the degree, you still just that applicant with a degree. When you get a degree or training or whatever, you're still just applicant level. But when you're in that culture of people, okay, see, like, now you're one of them now. So they're not going to let you, okay, even if you pick up the scraps of what they get, you're going to be better off than, you know, being an applicant somewhere else. Because these people are throwing away 2018 MacBooks. You see what I'm saying? If that makes sense in relation to the world of this shit. See, that culture of people, they're throwing away 2018 MacBooks. They're just, you know, they're trading in 2015 Lexuses for, you know, for $5,000 just to trade up to get the new one. You see, like, you come along and buy that shit $5,000 and be happy with it. You see, but that's what I'm trying to say. Like, the scraps of what, like, a certain culture of people are doing is going to be better than being on your own, you know, and just getting royally raped in the ass for shit, being an applicant. You see, the culture is more important, man. But, yeah, that's my rant. I got to finish writing this paper.